With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. With interest in renewable energy high on the minds of Americans, opportunities for farmers to lease lands for solar energy production has become more common. The key to making it work hinges on doing one's homework, as opportunities and rates depend, as always, on location. Paul Goeringer of the University of Maryland Extension explains a study conducted by three land-grant universities on impacts of farms, land leased for solar energy production.
We're looking at really starting off with three sort of diverse states. We're trying to take into account differing, varying legal restrictions, and then taking into account sort of what are the diversity in the legal issues we're seeing from the contracts being presented to landowners in the three separate states, because we're all in different stages of solar development. And then taking into account, if we're taking farmland out of production, what are the economic implications to not only the landowner, the producer, but also to rural communities who may see less need with people going in to buy services. It is a USDA NIFA-funded project through the Ag and Food Research Institute through their AgEcon portion that was just awarded back in February to us. So we're just now sort of getting into the basic parts of our research in this area.
Now, if you're a landowner and interested in leasing your land for solar, you might start by contacting your utility company or electrical cooperative. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.